Texas terrorist was banned from UK court after ranting about 9/11, threatening staff, report. By Kurt Sindelka on January 17, 2022. The Texas synagogue terrorist, British Muslim Malik Faisal Akram, was allegedly banned from a UK court 20 years ago after being declared a menace for threatening staff and raving about the September 11 terror attacks, according to reporting unearthed by a British tabloid. Malik Faisal Akram, 44, of British national formerly of Blackburn, Lancashire, was shot dead after taking four hostages at the Congregation Beth Israel Synagogue in Colleyville, Texas on Saturday. According to the Daily Mail, which uncovered a report from September 22, 2001, from the Lancashire Telegraph, a man named Faisal Akram was banned from a local court in Blackburn after threatening court staff and ranting about the September 11 terror attacks that claimed the lives of thousands of Americans. The Lancashire Telegraph reported at the time that Faisal Akram received a letter from Deputy Justice Clerk Peter Wells, saying, "Once again you were threatening and abusive towards court staff. In a clear reference to the terrorist attack on New York the previous day you said on more than one occasion to one of my court ushers you should have been on the plane. This caused a great deal of distress to an individual who was simply doing his job and should not be subjected to your foul abuse." Mr. Wells described the man named Faisal Akram as a menace who repeatedly disrupted the court even on occasions when he was not called before the court. The court issued an exclusion order under Section 12 of the Contempt of Court Act against Faisal Akram, which the local paper claimed had only been used once during the prior 25 years at the Blackburn Magistrates Court. With immediate effect, it has been decided that in order to protect and ensure the health and safety of staff you should be excluded from and prohibited from entering the court building at all times other than when due to appear in court to answer a summons or surrender to bail or to make a payment in respect of any outstanding financial penalty owed by you, Wells said. If you are found in the building for any other purpose you will be asked to leave and police assistance will be sought if necessary, the barrister added. On Monday, the Texas terrorist's brother, Gulbar Akram, revealed that Faisal had a criminal record in Britain, saying, "He's known to police. Got a criminal record. How was he allowed to get a visa and acquire a gun?" Gulbar previously claimed that his brother had mental health issues. It is not currently known the extent of the deceased terrorist's criminal activity in Britain or indeed whether security services in either the UK or American were aware of the would-be terrorist. During the 11-hour hostage situation in Texas, Akram called for the release of Afia Siddiqui, a Pakistani national who is currently serving an 86-year sentence for attempting to kill U.S. military officers. In light of her connections to the terror group behind the 9/11 attacks, Afia Siddiqui has been dubbed Lady Al-Qaeda. Counter-Terror Policing Division in Northwest England is currently liaising with American law enforcement authorities in the investigation. So far, two teenagers have been detained in South Manchester as a part of the investigation. The teenagers currently remain anonymous, with the police force yet to release their identities. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here, @KurtSindelka.